Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. Supreme Court ethics standards are under scrutiny in Congress and sparking debate over separation of powers among the three branches of federal government. Supreme Court justices are not bound by the same transparent code of conduct that applies to other federal judges. The majority Democrats on the ethics panel holding today's hearing say that has to change. They cite recent reporting that Republican-nominated Justice Clarence Thomas failed to disclose real estate purchases and luxury travel provided by a billionaire GOP mega donor. The ranking Republican on the panel, Senator Lindsey Graham, says he's all for transparency on the court, but never suggested Congress take over the court's ability to regulate itself.
This assault on Justice Thomas is well beyond ethics. It is about trying to delegitimize a conservative court that was appointed through the traditional process.
Reporting on Thomas was by ProPublica, separately Politico reported that conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch failed to disclose that a Colorado property he co-owned was sold for nearly $2 million to the head of a major law firm that's involved in multiple Supreme Court cases. In 2 days, the Senate holds another crucial hearing on the nation's debt ceiling. NPR's Windsor Johnson has that story.
The Treasury Department says if Congress doesn't act, the U.S. could default on its debt as early as June 1st. Republicans have proposed a bill that would raise the debt ceiling in exchange for massive cuts in government spending. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer argues that the two issues should be handled separately.
If Republicans want to sell their awful agenda to the American people, they're welcome to do so in debates about the budget and the appropriations process. That's where these debates have always happened, not in the middle of a default crisis that now stares us in the face.
President Biden has invited the top leaders of the House and Senate to the White House next Tuesday in an attempt to find a way forward. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
In the final criminal case pending since George Floyd's death in 2020, a judge has found former Minneapolis officer Tu Tao guilty of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. Here's Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson.
Three of Tao's former colleagues have already been found guilty or pleaded guilty to federal and state charges stemming from Floyd's death in 2020. Floyd died as three officers pinned him to the street during an attempted arrest on Memorial Day 3 years ago. Tao was not among them. Video of the incident showed him standing a short distance away, holding off bystanders who were trying to intervene as Floyd begged for his life. Tao already has a federal civil rights conviction. He opted for a bench trial in his state case, the only officer to seek such a ruling. He's expected to be sentenced in August, and guidelines suggest he'll get 48 months in prison. For NPR News, I'm Tim Nelson in St. Paul.
It's NPR. 24 hours after a windstorm caused dozens of collisions in southern Illinois, state transportation officials tweet, Interstate 55 is open again in both directions. State Police Major Ryan Starick said yesterday morning 40 to 60 cars and multiple tractor trailers crashed in what he describes as a whiteout condition during the dust storm. Two semis caught fire. Starick says more than 30 people were sent to hospitals with injuries. At least six individuals died. The Australian government will ban single-use disposable vapes and halt the imports of any non-prescription vapes. Rachel Buongiorno reports it's the biggest anti-smoking reform in the country in a decade.
Australia has long been recognised as a world leader in tobacco control. In the past 30 years, the adult population of daily smokers more than halved, dropping to around 10%. But the Health Minister, Mark Butler, says the gains made in tobacco reform are being undone by vaping.
Young vapers are three times as likely to take up smoking. So it is no wonder that under 25s are the only cohort in our population that are seeing smoking rates actually increase.
The ban will include pharmaceutical-like packaging and a ban on flavoured vapes. Australia's federal government will also work with the states to end the sale of vapes outside of pharmacies and on the black market. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Buongiorno in Melbourne.
U.S. stocks trading lower this hour. The Nasdaq is down more than 1%. The Dow and S&P also down more than 1%. You're listening to NPR News.